hot out here. No, I don't mind though. I'm glad to be free. You know what I'm saying?
Radio.
Rebecca Lawler Limited is the culmination of a lifelong dream for philanthropist and designer Rebecca Lawler. She designed her patented, unique glass heart, which is handcrafted by glass artists in Virginia. Placed in the center is a brilliant gem. The heart can be worn with the Rebecca Lawler Limited signature ribbon or an awareness ribbon of choice. To join the mission of the Hearts of Hope Foundation and add a Rebecca Lawler signature heart to your own personal style, go to RebeccaLawlerLimited.com. That's RebeccaLawlerLimited.com.
Hi, I'm Susan Shengazar. I am the advocate. Are you a healthcare professional facing burnout? Do you have a heart for the homeless? Have you ever been a victim of domestic violence or sexual abuse? You can learn from my experiences in my books, The Anointing of Mercy from the Heart of a Parish Nurse. Or I'll meet you at Winston Wall Street Journal's Journey to My Father's Palace, Destiny, Coincidence, You Decide. You can find these books on Barnes & Noble, Amazon.com, or Zulon Press, or Google me.
Hello, Soul Sister listeners. If you're learning and receiving from what you're being fed here on Soul Sister Radio, return the love by becoming a monthly partner of this station via sponsorship, monetary gifts, or as a Soul Sister advertiser. Thank you for your support. Soul Sister Radio.
Yeah.
Father, you never, ever, ever let us down. Welcome and good morning to the Heart for Worship. This is your host, Becky Phillips. I just want to thank you for joining me this morning as we prepare our hearts before the Lord and we just tune into Him and give Him praise and glory and worship and just tell Him that we love Him and let Him love on us. It's Soul Sister Sunday, and it is beautiful here in the Northwest. I'm going to keep it real short today. It is Hoop Fest weekend here in Spokane, Washington, and what that means to us here in this area is it's the largest 3-on-3 basketball tournament in the United States. So yesterday was a little crazy. My son's playing on two basketball teams, and then I have a lot of extended family probably playing on 7 or 8 courts. So round two today, and I'm going to be heading down there for a game in about 20 minutes. So I just wanted to say thank you to our sponsors, Rebecca Lawler Limited, B&B Builders and Remodeling, Spa Gems, Serpro, all our sponsors. We just say thank you so much for continually backing us and allowing us to bring our hearts and our love for God to others that they might learn to love God the way we do and have the same journey and experience. So, again, this is going to be real short. I've got great worship music lined up, a couple back-to-back, and I just really want you to, as you go into this time, just remember that, you know, God will never leave you or forsake you. He says that. I honestly don't know how many times in the Bible, but I've read it in so many places in the Bible. He will never leave you. He will never forsake you. His love is unfailing, and His faithfulness lasts forever. And I just want to encourage you in that because so many times in our journeys and our walks in this world, love lets us down, family lets us down, friends lets us down. But the one thing that's true and remains is God's love for us. And so just relish in that, soak in that, and bring your cares, your worries, your love, your adoration, your praise, and your worship to the Lord right now. And enjoy the music, and I'll talk to you when we're all done.
A lot of us in this house tonight, we're on the potter's wheel right now. And it's not comfortable. It doesn't feel good. But we need to just take solace in the fact that even though it may not feel good right now, as long as I'm in His hands, I know that everything is going to be all right. Just touch somebody, look them in the face, and tell them I'm in His hands.
Just know He has His hand.
Not just for me, not just for mine, not just for my household, but more than enough. Help us to live in the overflow this morning.
Imagination, more than we could ever ask or think. this moment right here, we're going to create a space that before we talk about where we're going, we're going to take one moment and look back over our shoulders and see how far God has brought us. To see that we would not be here tonight had God not preserved us, protected us, put his hand on us, put angels all around us. And so tonight, may every tongue be loosed from the prison of complaining and find liberty and praise. May every hand be free to clap and to be lifted. May every voice be raised. That wherever the name of Jesus is mentioned, may there be a testimony that the heavens are open, the doors are open, the windows are open, our hearts are open, and he is more than enough. He is our El Shaddai. He is our Lord forever. Everybody that believes it ought to put those hands together, ought to lift up your voice right now. Coming upon you, that God's blessing will put you in places beyond your education, open up doors beyond your training, that God will drop you in the middle of the biggest days of your life, and that God will give this generation an abiding presence, something that you don't have to stir up, something that you don't have to crank up, something that doesn't have to be worked up, but may God set up his tabernacle among his people, and may the presence of God be with you. May God bless you and strengthen this day and this generation in the name of Jesus.
If you believe it, say yes.
stop right here. Right here. Right here. Right here. Get a pushback in your spirit and push against the spirit of death. Push against the spirit of recession. Push against the spirit of the devourer and put a yes in your mouth. Open up your mouth and agree with the promise of God and say yes. Say yes. Say yes. Now throw your hand up and say he will supply. He will.
He will
supply.
Supply.
He will.
He will
supply.
Supply.
He will.
He will
supply.
Supply.
Now scream.
Father, you are so amazing and you're so awesome, and we just thank you so much for all the blessings and the overflow in each and every one of our lives, Lord. I know that sometimes we don't see it, sometimes we overlook it, and sometimes we just get stuck in the muck and just can't look beyond where we're at right now. And I just pray, Father God, that as each listener that's on the radio today or each listener in the archive, Lord, as they're listening to the lyrics of the song and they're lifting up their eyes to you, Lord, that they would just feel renewed, that they would just feel a new anointing upon them, Lord, that they would just be able to go forward and look to you for their everything, Lord, that you have us all in your hands. I just pray, Lord, right now that if there's anyone listening that does not have a relationship with you, Father, and that they just feel that move in their heart and that heaviness in their heart, that they're ready, that they want to move forward, and they just want to give it all to you, that they would just repeat this simple prayer with me and that they would find a new journey and a new walk with you. Lord, we are all sinners. I'm a sinner. Every one of us are sinners, Lord. And you love us enough to send your son to die on the cross for us. I just pray right now, Father, that you would just forgive me my sins. I believe that Jesus Christ is your son that was sacrificed for me. And I just ask that you come into my heart, you forgive me my sins, and you make me a new creation in you, and that I would learn to just walk in the way that Jesus walked, and that I would learn to be righteous and have a relationship with you and learn to fellowship with you and learn to love you the way you love me. I thank you that you saved me and that I'm now adopted into your family, Father God. In Jesus' precious name, amen. Please stay tuned for Church Reboot. And if you want to find us, you can find us in the archives on www.blogtalkradio/soulsisterradio. And all of our previous shows are there. So please go there and enjoy. Share them with your friends. Invite friends to join us on Sunday. But stay tuned for Church Reboot and join us as we just dig into the Word and grow and grow and grow. Stay tuned and be blessed and have a great week.
I was a dead man, out in the cold. Life was a pit and I was deep in a hole, just about to give up. Then lo and behold, a voice from within said, save your soul. Yo, brothers and sisters all around the globe, I got a story, word. Gotta be told to my family, friends, fans, even my foes. It's like this, y'all, this is how it goes. I was out in the world without a name or a goal, huh? Out of school and out of control. Set in my ways, yeah, stuck in the mold. And going the wrong way down a one-way road. Young and bold, I didn't wanna be told. I used to steal and brag about the stuff I stole. Then one bright day, my mind got blown when a voice from within said, save your soul. No, I didn't want to be told. Things were looking up and I was on the roll. I was a rude boy and a Romeo. And anywhere I went, I started the show. I had money, woman, plenty of gold, and an overinflated ego. I was a dead man, but I didn't know until a voice from within said, save your soul. A movie, and I was playing the role of a black youth living in the ghetto, where the action was, that's where I'd go. Right or wrong, I'll be going with the flow, but what you reap is what you sow. It's like karma, the bad you do will follow. You were round, and I was going down, right down, with my face in the ground, two hands bound to a siren sound, none of my so-called friends anywhere to be found. As I thought to myself, in life you're alone, a voice from within said, anyone home? Yes, Lord, well here I be, if I ain't ready yet, I will never be. I'm sorry for the things that I did before, believe me, Lord, I won't do them no more. I'll be an arrow, if you will be my bow, and anywhere I'm sent, I'll gladly go. I'll be a witness all around the world to every man, every woman, every boy and girl. Cause I was born in the ghetto with a strong survive and with a will to strive. I began to rise from 79, or was it 75? When reggae music began to open my eyes about the truth, the right, Jah the Most High, and how to achieve that little pie in the sky. Inspirated, yeah, I was totally motivated to the point where I decided to chat the mic. But my direction was not to only those of my complexion, but the brown, yellow, red, and the white man. Critics criticize, cynics cynicize, any entertainer with a message they victimize. But in this world of sin, it's no surprise. So with the media, I sympathize. I hear the rich man's laughter, hear the poor man's cries. Hypocrites advertise their lies through their eyes. Everyone's born, most of us die, but only God's children get the prize. Don't be a fool, be cool, come on and get wise. Yeah, wise up, no compromise. And listen to the voice that resides within your mind. Cause God has sent a guide to all mankind. Choice is yours, life above or death below. It's up to you to save your soul.
Soul Sister Radio.
Rebecca Lawler Limited is the culmination of a lifelong dream for philanthropist and designer Rebecca Lawler. She designed her patented, unique glass heart, which is handcrafted by glass artists in Virginia. Placed in the center is a brilliant gem. The heart can be worn with the Rebecca Lawler Limited signature ribbon or an awareness ribbon of choice. To join the mission of the Hearts of Hope Foundation and add a Rebecca Lawler signature heart to your own personal style, go to RebeccaLawlerLimited.com. That's RebeccaLawlerLimited.com.
Hi, I'm Susan Shengazar. I am the advocate. Are you a healthcare professional facing burnout? Do you have a heart for the homeless? Have you ever been a victim of domestic violence or sexual abuse? You can learn from my experiences in my books, The Anointing of Mercy from the Heart of a Parish Nurse. Or I'll meet you at Winston Wall Street Journal. Journey to My Father's Palace, Destiny, Coincidence, you decide. You can find these books on Barnes & Noble, Amazon.com, or Zulon Press, or Google me.
Hello, Soul Sister listeners. If you're learning and receiving from what you're being fed here on Soul Sister Radio, return the love by becoming a monthly partner of this station via sponsorship, monetary gifts, or as a Soul Sister advertiser. Thank you for your support. Soul Sister Radio.
Welcome to Soul Sister Sunday. This is Maria DiGiovanni, and I want to welcome you to Soul Sister Radio. As I was preparing for this morning's show and I was in prayer and I was waiting for Rebecca to call, I knew there was something going on because usually my body tells me when something is up. And when I don't feel well, I know that there is something going on. And as I prayed all night, I asked God, because I usually am way more prepared. And as we go through another transition here on Soul Sister Radio, on Soul Sister Sunday, and we pass the baton on to our brand new host, I know what it's like to be in a position where you have to take on this responsibility of this show. And I know what the enemy is doing. So as I prepared and I prayed, God said, play this show. And so we are going to play a show from last year. But first, before we do, Rebecca, you're here. Magdalena, you're here. Rebecca, how are you feeling?
Oh, I'm good, dear. Doing good. You know, I think, as you said, when we are trying to do God's will, sometimes we get attacked. And the show today that we had planned to do, which I guess we still are doing, the Love Addiction series, which a lot of women out there and men as well deal with love addiction. And so when you're going through and you're trying to do new patterns in your life and you're trying to change the negative sides that we have in our souls that bring us down and can allow us to continue to do the same things, I think oftentimes you're under attack. And as you know, I've been working with Dr. Bosco this past week, working on some patterns in my life that are not productive, and trying to, I guess the word would be purge them, you know, out of my system when they're not productive for me. Then I think we deal with moments of change, and, you know, oftentimes our bodies will manifest those issues before we can get rid of them, and so we have symptoms from that. But and that's a whole other show for another day, which Dr. Bosco says he's gonna come in and do for us. But anyway, I wanted to say good morning. Good morning, Mag. And I've been praying for Mama all week. And good morning, Becky. And the show was amazing. How is Mama? I've been thinking about her so much this week and praying for her.
Well, I mean, she feels better than Tuesday, of course. The day of surgery, you know, it's really concerning because she couldn't feel her leg. And, you know, she was nervous, but she's doing better. Yeah, she's still in pain. Of course, it's a deep wound. It's a deep cut, but, you know, she's got a little fighting spirit about her. She is, you know, she doesn't give up. You know, something needs to be done. She still does it, you know, and it's hard to keep her still, but she is taking her break. She is icing, and, you know, she's doing what she can. She spent the weekend with me, and I took her back home yesterday, actually. And it's amazing because we're spending so much more time together, and it's really beautiful, the time that we do spend together, because she is just an inspiration to me, you know, and just her winning attitude, really, you know. There's a lot of things that can bring her down, but you know what? She just keeps marching on, and I'm like, wow, she always amazes me and impresses me. And, you know, all I can say, God truly bless her.
She is an amazing, amazing woman, and has accomplished so much and has as well been through so much. And well, Becky, the show was great. Thank you so very much for blessing us this morning.
She's actually on mute because she is at her son's game today. And again, it's amazing that we can do this show from anywhere, and we have mothers that are listening from all over the place. And Rebecca, if you're ready to do the show, I wasn't sure if we were ready to move forward because of the lack of communication. Again, I wasn't feeling well last night, and
right.
I knew there was something that was going on. So I do have the show that God kind of urged me to push and for us to listen to. It's a show from last year, unless you're ready to move forward with what you want to talk about.
Well, let's do the show from last year, if that's what God touched your heart with, and we'll regroup and do our love addiction next week, and be even better at sharing and talking about it, because that is a really interesting and very good topic, and a lot of us, I think, especially those that have faced abuse of children or abuse in their life, deal with.
I would love to
do that.
Yeah, I gave you a lot of information that we're going to sit back and read together, and I am looking forward to continuing on. But I'm sitting here also, there's a shift going on again with Four International, as the United States of America has blessed us with an amazing ability to do something, and I'm going to be able to share that with you very soon, as Becky Ryan is taking on a bigger role, as God has cleared a way for her, and Becky does the Women on the Edge show on Thursday nights, and she is going to be helping me with this United States government blessing that we have. And I'm really excited to share with you a little bit more about that soon. But from what I've been learning lately is that leadership is really important. And Four International is an organization that is the reason why Soul Sister Radio is here. And we build up leaders, and we're an organization that has nothing but leaders. And this is why Revelations 12, 4 through 8 is very important. And Magdalena, if you have it, Revelations 12, 4 through 8, I would love for you to read that. And it's because each one of us has such an important piece to this puzzle that God has put together. And I believe with all that's in me that he has woven it together perfectly. And that this particular scripture is important for all of us to understand who we are and who we're not. So if you could read that really quick, Magdalena, Revelations 12, 4 through 8.
Here we go. It says, his tail swept a third of the stars out of the sky and flung them to the earth. The dragon stood in front of the woman who was about to give birth so that he might devour her child the moment it was born.
Oh, wait a minute. I think I said the wrong one. Romans 12, 4 through 8. My mistake. Sorry.
No worries. Now, when a man works, his wages are not credited to him as a gift, but as an obligation. However, to the man who does not work, but trusts God who justifies the wages.
Is that Romans 12?
Oh, I read Romans 4. Sorry.
Again.
Okay. There you go.
Romans 12.
Just as each of one has one body with many members, these members do not all have the same function. So in Christ, we who are many form one body, and each member belongs to all the others. We have different gifts according to the grace given us. If a man's gift is prophesying, let him use it in proportion to his faith. If it is serving, let him serve. If it is teaching, let him teach. If it is encouraging, let him encourage. If it is contributing to the needs of others, let him give generously. If it is leadership, let him govern diligently. If it's showing mercy, let him do cheerfully.
We're all here, and we're all called, and we're all perfectly proportioned to do what God has instructed each of us to do individually. And one of the things that is really important to understand as I'm being mentored by leaders who is telling me that I need to make sure that when I start my organization that you leave friends out of it. However, this whole team is created by friendship and the solid trust and understanding of what friendship is and what really is a team. And really understanding who is the head of this team, which brings us to Romans 12, 3, Magdalena. So if you could read that. And as long as all of us understand who the head of this team is, it shouldn't matter if we're friendships or not. So if you could read Romans 12, 3, Magdalena.
For by the grace given me, I say to every one of you, do not think of yourself more highly than you ought to, but rather think of yourself with sober judgment in accordance with the measure God has given you.
Amen. Hallelujah. So, Magdalena and Rebecca and all of our guardians that are listening, all of those that have been paying attention, I want to thank you so much for showing the grace that you're giving me. We've been doing this for just 18 months, and the blessings that are coming is overwhelming. So I want you to understand and know that this was taught last year, but it truly is an important part that God has woven into this team, and that is friendship. So sit back and just receive today on Soul Sister Sunday.
Blog Talk Radio. Soul Sister Radio.
Hey, sheeple. This is Jimmy James, and I want to welcome you to Soul Sister Sunday. Our host, Maria Magdalena, redefined what fellowship is in 2012. So, if you've been hanging out in those dens of iniquity, Jesus is in the house, waiting to reboot your definition of church and uplift your spirit on Soul Sister Sunday.
Oh, welcome, welcome to Soul Sister Radio, and this is Soul Sister Sunday, and I just want to welcome everybody to the show today. If you are in the chat room, I want to welcome everybody in there, and if you are a guest, please go ahead, take a moment, and log on to a free Blog Talk Radio account. It is free, and it only takes a few seconds, and that way you can go ahead and chat with us in the chat room this morning. And again, I just want to welcome everybody there. And again, I want to send out a quick hello to everybody. And before we start, I want to say hello to our special guest that we have back with us, Miss Rebecca Lawler. Are you there, Rebecca, from Virginia?
Yes. Good morning.
Hi. Good morning. So excited that you're back with us. So also we have Magdalena Gomez here with us in California, and we are coming to you live from 4OC place. And so, Magdalena, how are you this morning?
Oh, my gosh. I can finally say I feel glorious this morning. The sun is shining. It's cold and a little brisk, but, you know, it's just beautiful, beautiful weather. It's very peaceful and just really heartwarming. That is what it is.
We feel good. We've needed a little bit of peace, especially today. As you know, Rebecca, you're with us today because today we're talking about friendship. But I want to recap about last week's show was on grief and comfort and peace. And what I've learned from last time when God put me in a quote-unquote teaching position, I would teach a class, and then I'd either walk through what I taught, or right before I taught it, he would walk me through. And this indeed did happen on so many different levels this week. After we spoke on grief, I know, Rebecca, you have gone through quite a few things pertaining to grief, not just with death, but grief just with, you know, life and what we spoke about last week. It's grief when it comes
Absolutely.
To grief when it comes to money, grief when it comes to relationships. Since we spoke on grief, and I again, we do have the archives for those who do not get the opportunity to listen to us live. You can go back, and it's such a blessing because I am so blessed that we started doing these archives at the very beginning of the year, because there is a show that will forever be so important to me, and that was the second show of Soul Sister Sunday, when we had His Grace on, and I'm going to touch about that in a minute. But this week we have gone through so many things pertaining to grief. We've dealt with a suicidal young man who is a warrior for Christ, and he's tired. We've dealt with two cases of child sexual abuse this week, one that's definitely going to court and one that's just coming to light when it comes to satanic ritual abuse. Both of these little girls are one is 10, and the other one, the offense happened to her between the age of 10 and 11 for the entire year. And then we also have, what else did we deal with this week? That too, which I want to touch base on this real quick. Wow, the person that I stand on and who saw my little dream and allowed me to soar underneath his eagle's wings passed away. And I just want to send out a special God bless you to his family, all of his friends, and everybody under the order of the Imperial Order of Constantine the Great and of St. Solomon's Islands. I am going to miss Michael. What an amazing guardian, and what a great example of a true chivalric and a true knight, someone who just
laid down his life for Christ. And what a true friend. And what an amazing person he was. And I just wanted to send a special God bless to everybody who is mourning his loss. And Rebecca, you just became a dame under this order in October. And you got the opportunity to spend some time with His Grace. And I want to talk about that, too, a little bit later when we touch base on the funny things.
Yeah.
So we'll talk about that a little bit later. But I just want you to share about the essence of this man and what it was like when he knighted you.
Well, first of all, I want to say he's just such a gentleman. And I mean that in more than, you know, there are gentlemen and then there are gentlemen. And his spirit was just of goodness and kindness, and you could feel in his presence when you sat with him that he truly, really was concerned and cared and listened so, you know, much to everything that you said and wanted so, just so much in his heart to make sure that, you know, that he helped people. And you could just really, you could feel that about him. And it was a special, a special weekend that was when I came to California in many, many ways. But especially that, you don't have the opportunity, I don't believe, much in your life to become a dame. And under his grace, it really changed my life, and it gives me, I think, the desire to continue to do what I do, which is what we're all doing, which is going out and helping people. And to have that role model and that mentor and have that opportunity in life to be touched by that man was truly something that I will always hold very close to my heart and will always keep and cherish. And, you know, it's just, he was wonderful. And for you, I know, Maria, I know that you loved him and considered him to be your earthly father, so it's my heart is out to you as well and to his family. He will greatly be missed, and he was loved by many, and his goodness will forever, his love for children and his love for humanity and for the world, we will continue together to try to strive to do his work.
And we're going to definitely talk about that and what friendship means, especially when it comes to that. Magdalena, you got the opportunity to meet him, but I want you to open in prayer right after you tell us a little bit about the essence of this man when you got to meet him. And I'm so happy that you went to the board meeting with me last month on 1/22, on January 22nd. And just share a little bit about this man, and this is what this radio show, we're flying under, we're soaring under his eagles, and now he is there. So just share a little bit about him, and then I would like for you to open in prayer. And then I'm going to ask a question, and that question is, what is a friend? And after the opening prayer, I'm going to play a song, and I want you to sit down, because the greatest example of who or what a friend looks like is truly Jesus Christ. And so after Magdalena shares a little bit about his grace and then opens us up in prayer, I'm going to play a song that I just want you to close your eyes, sit back, and really understand what a friend is and that truly he is singing it to you.
Well, the one thing I would like to say about his grace was I saw a kind, gentle spirit. There was definitely humility in his demeanor, but yet he's someone who took his role very seriously. What he did with passion, and that was definitely evident. And how proud he was to have this, you know, be part of this organization and what it meant to be a member. I mean, not much is asked other than quality of character is really what the order is all about, and that's definitely what I saw. And I think that leads us into John 15:13-15. So let me jump on over there, and then we'll say a quick little prayer.
So we're going to open up with John 15:13-15.
Greater love has no one than this, that he laid down his life for his friends. You are friends. You are my friends if you do what I command. I no longer call you servants because the servant does not know his master's business. Instead, I have called you friends for everything that I have learned from my Father I have made known to you. Okay. Well, I want to start off with a little prayer, and I just want to say thank you so much, Father in heaven. Thank you for giving us a purpose to come together before you humbly, Father, and just in awe of you, that you shine so much light upon us and that you give us a purpose to share about your love towards us. And what a great friend you have been to me, Father. In times of darkness, your hand was always there. You always gave me that little beam of light, Father, and I just pray that we can be those ambassadors of your light, of that light, Father, that you entrust us with your word, Father, and that we stand true to the meaning behind them and that your will be done, Father. And I pray that you bless our friendship and all our friends who are listening and supporting us in what we do, Father, in your honor, God. And I pray that you protect us from evil, Father, and that we can stand firm together as friends that love you so much, God. And please be with His Grace's family, Father, that as friends that we send so much love and peace their way and comfort, God, in this time of grief. Thank you for giving us friends, our angels on earth, Father. I love you so much, and your son's name.
When you're down and troubled and you need a helping hand, and nothing is going right, close your eyes and think of me, and soon I will be brighten up even your darkest night. You just call out my name, and you know wherever I am, I'll come running. Oh yeah, baby, see you again. All you got to do is call, and I'll be there, yeah, yeah, yeah. You've got a friend. If the sky above you should turn dark and full of clouds, and that old north wind should begin to blow, keep your head together and call my name out loud now. Soon I'll be knocking upon your door. Just call out my name, and you know wherever I am, I'll come running. Oh yes, I will see you again. Winter, spring, summer, or fall, yeah. All you got to do is call, and I'll be there, yeah, yeah, yeah. Hey, ain't it good to know that you got a friend? People can be so cold. They'll hurt you and desert you. Well, they'll take
And lift you up and bring you up and hold you up And that's what's really important. So there's a few scriptures. Would you stop taking my toe already, you freak? Okay. But it makes you laugh later. Okay. Proverbs 18:24, and it's because truly your friends are closer to you than your brothers.
Listen, a man of many companions may come to ruin, but there is a friend who sticks closer than a brother.
And then Proverbs 17:17, and yes, we're going to stick with the book of Proverbs simply because it's the book of wisdom, and we learned that last week or some other week. I know you told me, so I listened. So Proverbs 17:17
says, a friend loves at all times, and a brother is born for adversity.
Okay, I want to know what that means.
I mean,
so read it again.
A friend loves at all times, and a brother is born for adversity. I mean, Jesus does say that a brother will turn against a brother. And, I mean, scripture is fulfilled, but a friend is, it's unconditional. It's an unconditional love, and if you're really there to just edify each other. When there's no jealousy, no competition, it's just a true friendship of the heart to really help each other out in every which way that a friend needs.
Okay. Let's see. Proverbs 19:4
says, wealth brings many friends, but a poor man's friends deserts them.
Okay. Let's talk about that, because I have been a woman that has had, and now I am a woman that has not. And it's interesting because you do really learn who your friends are when you are at your lowest point in life. And that's important, and that's what this scripture is about. So can you read that again?
It says, wealth brings many friends, but a poor man's friend hurts.
Okay. Rebecca, do you want to talk about that a little bit?
Well, I think that what you were trying to say is that you really, really, when you're down and out, when you're, when you don't have anything, it's a lot of times the people that stick beside you at that point are truly your friends. I have an example of that. My husband, a couple years ago, he was fired. It was the craziest thing. And had a great year at the office and just had done, successfully well. And we lost, half of our friends over that. It was just such a, the true people that were in our life for who we were there always and stayed. And they loved us and they did not leave us. But we lost half of them, and we weren't any different. You know what I'm saying? We weren't right. Anything. The only way we were different was in the fact that, I guess people don't think you have, that income coming in. And so you really do learn, and you recognize first and foremost that we aren't who and what we have. We are who we are in Christ, and we are who we are in and who we are, because I'm a firm believer that you come into this world with nothing and you leave this world with nothing but what you've done. Your legacy is the only thing you leave behind. What have you done to help humanity, and what have you done to help mankind? And we'll tie that into His grace. His grace was a man of doing for others. His mark has been left behind, what He has done for so many, many people. That was a full life, a life that was dedicated to goodness, dedicated to helping people. That's my experience with that verse.
Okay.
So
it's written into when you get into those situations, when you find out what your true friends are, one of the things that drives me crazy is the way people use the word love very light, and they kiss very this way, and that's what this verse is all about, and which brings us into this verse, which is Proverbs 27:6. And this is how I understand it, again, being the baby Christian here.
says, wounds put around can be trusted, but an enemy multiplies kisses. See, that's what it means to me, Rebecca, when you were talking about how, you know, here you have these friends and then all of a sudden they're not so friendly. And you know how they come up to you and kiss you, hi, and that's what it reminds me of, that one. So, yeah, it's making sure you choose your friends wisely is so important. And I want to go to, go ahead.
Yeah, there's a there was a gentleman that lived here in our area, Virginia Beach, and he said, "Show me your friends, and you will. I will show me your friends, and you will see the man." In other words, you are who you associate with as well. So that's so important to wisely pick those people, because you will become exactly like your friends are too,
exactly,
to a certain extent.
You know what, too, I think is really important to state, and it's because, wow, you're on the East Coast, and I'm way over here on the West Coast. We come from two completely different lives, and this is one of the things that came to light last year when you came and you stayed at the Regis, at the Reed Bev Will, remember?
Yeah.
We stayed at the Pretty Woman Hotel. We had so much fun.
Great, wasn't it? I love that hotel.
Mama's and daughter's weekend. We had so much fun. So her daughter came, Lauren came, and we had so much fun. Anyway, one of the things that I know that God has done with you and I as far as our friendship is, and this is going to sound really weird, but the analogy is so true, is we've come as two little girls naked, meaning it didn't matter what I had or what I didn't have or what you have or what you don't have. That's not what this friendship has ever been about. It has been just two little girls standing before each other, sharing our hearts, sharing our dreams, sharing not what we have or what we don't have. And that is that testimony that I'm going to stand on right now and say thank you and hallelujah to, because that truly is what friendship is about, where you can just stand before each other and not say, well, what do you have? No, what do you have? Well, what do you have to offer? No, what do you have to offer? No, you're just two little girls standing there going, wow, your heart's pretty great.
Right, I know, and it's the truth. It really is. And sharing our experiences, life is definitely we've lived through much, you know, as children and as young women and as women. Our journey has been, it's been filled with a lot and a lot of goodness, and we've both been on our knees crying at times, and that having that friendship has been such a gift for me as well, to be able to pick up the phone and call. I know when I was walking through my early stages of dealing with my early childhood sexual abuse, I would often just call Maria. And it was at that time, it was a blessing that we had 3 hours difference, because if it was midnight my time, it was only 9 o'clock your time. And, you know, oftentimes when you're walking through pain, you know, sometimes it hurts at night a little more, or, you know, and so I would call and she would be right there for me, and we would walk through some of that pain. But it has definitely been a true, true friendship. And that's what we're talking about today, is finding those people that you can really call true friends. What's the song? Winter, spring, summer, or fall, all you have to do is call.
That's right.
So, yeah.
Exactly. Which leads us to Galatians 5:14. And again, and also read Psalms 1:1. And the next song that we're going to play is going to lead us into talking about really how do you view your friendships? I mean, I look at all you ladies, and you are my heroes. You are my heroes. And I know that Coretta's in the chat room, and she is listening. And I am so excited that she is birthing her worship fit today, and that there is ladies in New Jersey that worked out with the Lord this morning. And now they are sitting live listening to us on the East Coast in New Jersey. So, Miss Coretta Dahl
And all you ladies with Four Fitness International and Worship Fit, I want to welcome you to the show because you definitely, Coretta, are such an amazing hero in my life. And I have asked you to take your dream and just stay focused on it and just do what God is telling you to do, my beautiful soul sister. And look, you are at 17 classes. 17 classes at Four Fitness International. And now you are launching your Worship Fit today. And wow, this is what I'm talking about. This is the wind beneath my wings, is to watch you ladies soar with your own dreams. That's what this is all about. And Rebecca, yes, we are definitely going to talk about you being on the cover of an amazing, beautiful magazine. And we're going to talk about that after this song. So I want you ladies just to listen. But first, I want you to read Galatians 5:14.
Says the entire law is summed up in a single command: love your neighbor as yourself.
All we have to do is love each other the way God wants us to love ourselves. Wow, how many of us don't love ourselves so much, right? So find those that you can elevate and empower that love themselves because they know that Christ is within them and they love him. And we are the wind beneath his wings, just like you are the wind beneath my wings, you amazing ladies. Listen on.
Defend themselves, a cord of three strands is not quickly broken.
I wanted to stop right there, a cord of three strands. And Rebecca, I know that you're getting ready to be launched and go, and I shared with the audience last week that you are stepping into the background and really supporting this ministry because you believe in this little girlfriend of yours over here that found another little girlfriend, and we all just happen to be biblically named. Okay? And this is what Solstice is all about. And I want you to share, my beautiful friend, what is happening around you right now, and know that I, because of your support, because you see the passion in all of us and what we want to have happen, you are willing to do what God is telling you to do, to stay focused on what God is telling you to do. And wow, look at what is happening and how He is blessing you because you're doing that. So can you share with our audience a little bit about what God has had you in the middle of, what your beautiful face is on the cover of, and that truly you are shining as an ambassador for silent children universally. So please share with our audience what's going on and how this cord between me, you, and Magdalena, this cord of three, is so powerful it cannot be broken.
Well, that is the truth, and we are doing so much here on the East Coast. We've started our Each Heart Helps campaign. For those who don't know, I have started the Hearts of Hope Foundation, and to fund it, we have a line of handbags and glass hearts that we sell, and we give a portion to the Hearts of Hope Foundation, which our goal and our mission is to help stop childhood sexual and domestic abuse. And we are just so blessed right now. We've just made the cover of Hampton Roads magazine. Next month we are also on the cover of Oyster Pointer magazine, which is another magazine here locally. And we are really getting out the word with our Each Heart Helps campaign to really help, you know, to bring education into prevention and to help stop childhood abuse. So we are doing a lot on the East Coast, and you know, we just came off the big tour in October with Reba McEntire, which was quite exciting. And we are working right now with a project trying to help with Music Cares project, and the most important role that I'm doing right now is that Claire, our daughter, is finishing up her senior year in high school. And so I'm enjoying that right now. But God is so good, and He is blessing us all. And, you know, I just want to say that that I wouldn't be where I was if it wasn't for my friends. You know, my relationship with Maria, and I left Magdalena, and I've got such a great support here in Hampton Roads of people that have come and stood beside me. Have believed in what we're doing, have believed in my dream. And I wouldn't be able to do that if it wasn't for everyone. So I'm so very grateful for that. And, of course, you know, my relationship and Jesus has helped me tremendously. I wouldn't even be here today if it wasn't for Him and His love for me and what He's done in my life. So we're honored, and it's a pleasure, and just a true a joy in my life to be able to do what I'm doing and to move forward and to spread the word of let's help stop childhood abuse. And with that, I'll close in saying that next month, April, is Childhood Prevention Abuse Month. And so let's all join together. We're starting a campaign in the foundation at Hearts of Hope to help educate, to spread the word, and to help kids, because they sure need us. They lose their voice, and when they're young, they have no voice, and they need us to stand beside them. So thank you to everyone that has been a part of my life. I sincerely say thank you from my heart.
We're definitely going to touch on that thank you aspect, but first I want to read Psalms 133:1. It says, how good and pleasant is it when brothers live together in unity. We are definitely living together in unity, and again, it's such an honor, the view, the perspective that God has given me to be able to watch you and all your dreams come true, and Coretta and all of her dreams come true over the past 12 years. And now we have Becky, who is also listening. I know that she's there, and she's up in Washington, and she's joined our team, and it's going to be such an honor and a blessing to be able to watch all of her dreams come true. And Magdalena's, and I mean, I can go on, and Lynn, and all that Spa Gems is going to be and is, and wow, I just see the blessings that is happening, and in all of our lives and our relationships that have been mended, because we are standing two by two, locking arms, and we're not going to let anything come between these friendships, and that's what's really, really important. But all of this is really heavy. All of it's heavy. And the fun stuff is what I want to focus on right now, because it's really, really important to invest your time, and which causes you to learn to trust each other a little bit more and learn to be reliable. So it's really important that you lay out the red carpet for each other and that you elevate and empower each other, but you also make sure that you're taking care of each other, meaning make sure that they're not working too much or taking a break. One of my biggest offenses is that I don't know how to take a break. And that's one of the things that I really want to talk about. And yeah, we're playing a lot of songs today, but I really, really want you guys to listen to the next song, and we're going to talk about it after. But it's about having fun, and a lot of us don't know how to have fun or play. If you come from abuse, especially child sexual abuse, playing is not something that I want to do. So it's interesting. God having me in the environment that I have over here in Betty Boop's environment, Magdalena's, where she's teaching me and forcing me how to play. But it was interesting.
Forcing you?
Yes, forcing me. Thank you.
How about encouraging you?
Okay, whatever.
Okay, you.
But even we have two little girls in our little environment this weekend, and you know what? They had a hard time playing too. So it's not just me, but it was an interesting dynamic to watch. And but playing and having fun is difficult. So I just want you to kick back, and I want you to listen to the words of the Shania Twain song. And just come on over and lighten up. And one of the things that used to drive me crazy in Greece, and they're going to kill me for saying this, but I know they're listening, is when you get there, they're going to lighten up, Maria, have a coffee. And when you're focused on getting some things done, lightening up and having a coffee is not what you want to do. That's part of what is wrong with our culture in the United States is that we don't. We drive through Starbucks now. We don't. We don't sit down, spend time, invest in each other, have fun with each other. Yes, especially with everything that Four talks about, the dynamics, especially, Rebecca, what you are a voice for silenced victims of abuse, that's heavy. You've got to have a place where it's safe enough, where you can just pick up your shoes, come on over, have a good time. So let's listen to the song, and then I want to talk about when we had such a great time with His Grace this past June. So kick back and listen to this song. And Coretta, you could probably do something in the workout room with this. So hold on and come on over.
Get alive, get a grip, get away somewhere, take a trip, take a break, take control, take advice from someone you know. Oh, come on over, come on in, pull up the seat, take a load of feet. Come on over, come on in, you can unwind and take a load of your mind. Make a wish, make a move, make up your mind. Can choose when you're up, when you're down, when you need a laugh, come around. Come on over, come on in, pull up your feet, take a load off your feet. Come get away somewhere, take a trip, take a break, take control, take advice from someone you know. Oh, come on over.
Something to that.
Absolutely.
I was just looking at John, the book of John. I have the cross reference Bible, the Bible that I have. So it talks, it gives a little preview before the chapters, and the first is in John. It says, "Being loved is the most powerful motivation in the world, and our ability to love is often shaped by our experiences of love." So as Magdalena was reading about love, I mean, that's really what we all want. We all want to be loved and feel love and be able to love others. And that, at the very end of the day, that's really all we have.
Exactly.
So, well, you know. Go ahead, Romy. Well, you were going to do Romans?
Romans 12:15 through 16. And I think that it really leads into it because this is what friendship is. It says, "Rejoice with those who rejoice and mourn with those who mourn. Live in harmony with one another. Do not be proud, but be willing to associate with people of low position. Do not be conceited." This is something that is going to bring us into, remember in June, and I really want to touch base, and we've got about 6 minutes. And we're going to close out in prayer really quick, and we're going to end with a song that is truly, and we may be going overtime. We may even, if we go overtime, we may end up talking more too. So we'll go off the air on the internet, but we'll have the archive, and I think those who are calling in can actually still listen. So, but remember when his grace was here? Rebecca, and you met him for the first time. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. We were out for the MTV, I think we were for the MTV Music Awards. We came out for that.
Yes.
Yeah.
And we meet at, where were the St. Regis? No, where were we?
Oh, we were at the JW Marriott in L.A., Los Angeles.
Okay, here we're at this elegant hotel, and his race walks in, and he's a Duke from Belgium, and there is this man that we just met, and oh my gosh, describe him, Rebecca. Describe him. Oh,
well, the best way to describe him is that he's actually in the video business industry, and so he's almost like a child. And he didn't think about what he was saying or what he was doing, full of life. And I think we also had our friends there. Was Destiny? And her friend, and they were, it was just like we walked into the middle of this comic show. And as a gentleman as his grace is, go ahead, Marie, because it's adorable.
I was horrified, the language this man was using, but this is a great example. Here we have royalty sitting before me, and then this going on, and he was so gracious, and what an amazing spirit. And he just looked at me and just smiled, and I'm looking at him like, oh my gosh, I don't know this man.
And I'm looking at you like, how did we get, I mean, oh my, I know, it was hilarious. And he was so kind to even eat dinner with us, remember, his grace. He sat there, and he just looked at this gentleman with love and compassion, as much as he was just all over the page. He was truly all over the page, a character. And that he was laughing. I think at the end of the night, his grace was, he was so good about it, and he was just laughing, and everybody finally hugged each other, and it ended up being, because he was such a gentle person, it ended up being a good evening, but that's one of our fun memories of him.
I know. We're going to go into overtime, but real quick, I want to have Magdalena end in prayer. We have about 3.5 minutes, so end it really quick. I want to play the song that's going to lead us into what we're going to talk about next, and it's really being grateful for our friendship. So those who are listening in the internet, and we're going to go off in a couple minutes, so go ahead and close this off in prayer, Magdalena. But we're going to pick it right back up. So if you're listening, call in. We'll go ahead and take care of it from this. But be grateful, and thank you for being a friend.
And dear God, thank you so much for allowing us to come together as friends and honor you, God. Thank you that, again, you give us a purpose. And thank you for blessing us with friends on earth, God. The friends that help to pick us up, the friends that encourage us, the friends that speak the truth and love to us, the friends that will always have your back, friends that will, in a sense, lay down their lives for you, God. Thank you for those friends. Thank you for the friends that keep me faithful to you, Father, the friends that remind me of how amazing your love is and that you love me and that you just want the very best for me, God. And I thank you for that, that you've blessed me with such amazing friends. Thank you so much for my friendship with Maria. And thank you so much for the friendship that I'm getting to know Rebecca and just how you are blessing her, Father. And it is such a beautiful gift to see your friends rise, Father. And I pray for my friends rising, Father, and your blessings, God, because I know that we are blessed and we are blessed women, God. And I pray for all our friends listening, God. I pray that we really reach out to their hearts and really share our love of you to them, Father. I thank you so much for this time, and thank you for our friends and your sons and my friends.
So if you want to continue listening, go ahead and call in to 347-857-3760. Again, 347-857-3760. And we will continue on. But right now, take a quick break and listen to Thank You for Being a Friend. And we'll be right back.
Thank you.
Thank you for being a friend. Travel down the road and back again. Your heart is true, you're a pal and a confidant. I'm not ashamed to say, I hope it always will stay this way. My hat is off, won't you stand up and take a bow?
Rebecca. Hello. Are you back, Rebecca?
Hey, I'm back. I'm here. I also want to say, if I may add also, thank you for Michael, his grace. You know, what an inspiration he was in so many people's lives. We can honor the show to him today, Maria.
Absolutely. And it's like I was telling Lady Grace, and I know that she's in Washington, D.C., so hello, Lady Grace. That what an amazing spirit, and Lady Sharon and I were chatting and how, again, when you fall in love with each other's dreams, the order's dream to be this amazing organization and reach millions like His Grace is doing, that has turned into my dream, because my dream is now, that is the lifeline to my dream. And when we can fall in love with each other's dreams, and now look at what the heart is to what Four is doing under a Heart Four campaign, where we're finding we're doing nonprofit venture development, you know, with other nonprofits, and we're sharing in the raising of awareness and promoting education and raising of those funds together. And I have fallen in love with this heart, and I am going to protect it. And look at what Coretta is doing on the East Coast, and we're falling in love with what she's doing. My gosh, she is sitting there listening to, you know, and worshiping and doing a free worship workout. I mean, how great is this? And we're starting a ministry called Maria Magdalena Ministry, and I never thought I would do a Christian arm of Four, but look at what's happening. And if everyone just stays focused and wow, and this is what I am so grateful for His Grace for, because He has allowed me. He saw something in me that I didn't, because, wow, there are some incredible people in this order that I am just in humble awe of. But He must have seen something, because look at what has happened just in the year that we have been soaring under His wings. And I am forever grateful to this man who has never been anything but a shining example of Jesus Christ in my life, and He will truly, truly be missed.
Well, he's actually, you know, I was at a funeral not long ago, and I thought the preacher did such a great job. He, you know, was trying to console the family. It was a mother, and she had three children, and he was trying to console the children, and basically said, her body is finished here on earth. However, her spirit is still with us. And the only change really is, the really only change is how you now communicate with her. You know, and you see her when you go outside and it's, you know, through the sun or through something beautiful or, you know, through a flower or through somebody speaking kind words to you, you know, their spirit comes out. So his spirit will always be there with you and with everyone. And he his love for you will never, ever change. And, you know, so
yesterday I found myself looking out the window and saying to him, Michael, what do you want me to do here? And, again, practice what you preach, Maria, is what I heard. And stay focused. And that's what I am called to do, is practice what I preach. So I'm going to stay focused on my dream, and my dream is Four. And what Four is truly a place that you can come on over and just take off your shoes and relax and know that these amazing women that are so exclusive, because these pearls that I have on my string are so important to me that I now understand what Four is and what Four isn't. And we talked about that on the round table. And it truly is all my little girlfriends on a string of this amazing string of pearls that God has brought together. And that is what His Grace, you know, saw. And every time these amazing women, all of you women, flew in from all over the world to come to one of his events, we were like this string of pearls. And how amazing that I get to string all the pearls now for the ladies in the order, because, wow, what an honor he gave me to be the chancellor of these women. And if I'm called to continue to be that, then I will baby these pearls, because you don't place your pearls before swine. And that's what true friendships are, that we guard each other, laugh with each other, and truly understand that Four is a place where I get to elevate and empower you. And Rebecca, thank you for being a shining example of the greatest Mrs. U.S. ambassador we will ever have.
Oh, it's thank you for the honor of being able to participate in such an amazing organization that's doing so much good for humankind and mankind and, you know, for people.
So now I want to close out because I know we just wanted to do an hour show, but I knew we went over. Rebecca, is there anything you would like to say? And again, thank you so much for blessing this show. Without your support, my beautiful friend, we wouldn't be able to be here on Sunday mornings. And there are people that are listening, and I am honored and blessed to be able to have you as one of our leading supporters and sponsors of the show. So thank you. Would you like to say anything to close out?
I just want to say thank you. And you know what I'm looking at really quickly here this morning? Do you remember His Grace gave, and you gave me the Order of Constantine the Great, the pendant. But when I first met him, he gave me this amazing coin.
Yes.
So I'm looking at this beautiful coin, and I'm very grateful to be here today and to honor his life on this show. I would just want to thank everyone that has helped, you know, to get me where we are today. It's been an act of love and kindness and real, true friendship, and that's what the show is about today. So I'm very grateful to all who are listening, to my friends, to my family, and just everyone that has been a part of my life, because I would not be where I am today without all of you. So thank you. Blessings. And I also want to tell Coretta, I'm so proud of her, if I may add that. She's doing some amazing work and not too far from me, so I'm very proud of her.
And she's going to be going to Washington, D.C. to spend some time with Our Lady Grace at the Women's Conference. So we're really excited. This is what it's all about, ladies, locking arms and spending time and investing time and just sharing time. And again, the women that are a part of this group, we're very precious and very exclusive. And make sure you edify each other and really build on these relationships, because we truly are being an example of what relationships and friendships are to others, because there are people that are watching. God, I pray for God to put us in a wide open space. And, wow, be careful what you pray for. Okay.
especially when two or three are gathered, you know.
Amen. Magdalena, would you like to say anything?
I was just again reading where that other scripture was about, let no other debt exist between, you know, one another except for the debt to love. But as further down in verse 10, it says, love does no harm to its neighbor. Therefore, love is the fulfillment of the law, and that's another thing. Friendship, we protect one another, and in this time that I've been going through, my friendship with Maria, I mean, it serves as a guard, because I feel protected, because I feel like God has placed someone in my life that is a guardian angel to me in my life right now, and I'm not alone, and thank you, God, for helping, you know, lift the burdens of my life with a special friendship. And I think that's what we are all for each other. And I earlier had made an analogy that friendships are kind of like the roller derby girls.
Remember the roller derby girls when we were kids? Roller derby?
They were on roller skates, right?
Yeah. Remember the, and they were like in a roller rink, and remember? Tell them what, well, they, you know, to be in the lead, one of them, you know, they would hold you, and then they would, you know, like push you forward to propel you
to go forward, because you always want to be in the lead. And that's what a friend does when you're down, you know, they help to pick you up and get you going on your way. And I just felt like I always wanted to be that person. I always wanted to be in the lead. It's just like you fight for that passion, and that's what friends do for you. They you know, they fuel that passion that you love and the support that a friend gives you. And that was my analogy to friendship.
That's good. I like that.
I'll let his excellency Hellman is calling right now, and I'll tell him that we were live when he was calling, so we have to get off because I'm sure that's about.
I love you all. I love you all. Have a great week.
Okay. Well, hold on one second. Real quick, I just want to say that truly, if it wasn't for His grace and the men of the Knights of the Order and the amazing ladies of the Order who are truly shining examples of support systems that we can use as seeds to scatter, it's just an honor to be here and call all of you friends. And I just want to send out a special blessing to His Grace's mother, who is in her 90s, and he was her main caregiver. So I just want to pray special blessings over her. And Magdalena will close us out, and we're going to close us out with Soul Sister Radio's song, "Hey Soul Sister" by Train. There's a reason why we picked this song, and when we close out, I just want you to listen to it and know that we're here, and that is what four is. We're on the roller derby, whatever track, and we're just taking you by the hand, and we're propelling you to the next level, and that's what Soul Sister Radio is all about. That's what Soul Sister Sunday primarily is about, and what Maria Magdalena Ministries is what we're growing up to become. So, Magdalena, now I really want you to end us in prayers. Send out special prayer and blessing over people's relationships. Next week, we're going to talk about what discipleship is. Now that you know what friendship is and what friendship isn't, we're going to talk about discipleship. And that really is what I'm learning, so I really need to practice what I preach, so I better learn it. So go ahead and close us out in prayer. Again, thank you so much for being our soul sisters, even my brothers out there. Jimmy James, thank you for the opening. That is also a temporary opening, and we're going to have a new opening. Yes, we are. Thank you, Jimmy. Anyway, we'll talk about that, and I will get on the phone and talk to His Excellency Michael in a moment. So go ahead and send us out prayer, and wow, what an amazing guardian angel and all these Michaels that I have in my life. And Michael, thank you for believing in the little girl. And I know you are with us, and you will forever be what we are allowed to soar under. Thank you for being such a great example. And God bless you, my dear friend.
Dear Lord, yes, please be with His Grace's family right now, Father, as His friends that send out so much love. But yes, thank you so much that we can call upon each other at this time, even in this time of a loss, Father, that we have each other to lift each other up and provide comfort in these times of need, God. So thank you for allowing me to be here close to Maria and in this time of her loss, Father. But thank you so much that you truly have blessed us with amazing friendship, Father. And thank you for even the times of pruning that we go in our life, because just like in everything else, sometimes we need to let go. And sometimes it means letting go of friendships and relationships, Father. And I know that you allow those things to happen for a reason. But, Father, thank you for our friends who are faithful, for their loyalty and for their support, God. And I just pray, and I pray for all of our friends who are listening, Father, that we have touched their hearts, Father, that we can be true examples of what friends are, Father. And yes, I mean, if we have done wrong, that, you know, you call us out too, because a friend speaks the truth and love, God. And thank you for all the friends that do speak the truth and love to me, Father, because they love me, because you have loved so much and you have forgiven us of so much, Father. And please, God, I pray that you protect us, that you keep us healthy, Father, both heart, mind, and spirit, God, and then we can really impart what you have asked of us, Father, and that's to love one another, Father, and really the golden rule to treat each other as we would like to be treated, Father. I thank you so much for this time. Thank you so much for
listening to us, God, and I see you smiling down upon us, God. Thank you so much for your love.
Soul Sister Radio.